This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 487 for Monday, July 22nd. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market is resuming its rally on Monday, receiving support from comparable oils as well as hot and dry conditions. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all higher on Monday morning. However, crude oil is lower, partially due to economic uncertainty in China. The Canadian dollar is down 0.25 cent compared to Friday's close. The Bank of Canada will announce its key interest rate decision on Wednesday. The November canola contract is up $18.50 per ton at $664.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the green. Much of the U.S. corn belt is expected to see high humidity this week, and the western and northern parts of the region should see some rainfall. However, in most areas, precipitation is not expected to exceed 6 millimeters, with temperatures crossing the 30 degrees Celsius mark later in the week. ICAR is projecting Russia's corn harvest at 14 million tons, down 17.6% from its previous estimate due to drought. An importer from the Philippines is tendering for up to 240,000 tons of animal feed corn to be delivered in the last 3 months of 2024. The September corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.96. Brazilian firm Safras and Mercado is estimating the country's soybean exports for 2025 to be 107 million tons, 10 million more than in 2024. China's soybean imports in June totaled 11.11 million tons. 9.72 million tons came from Brazil, up 2.2% from last year, while imports from the U.S. more than quadrupled at 1.31 million tons. Through the first half of 2024, Chinese soybean imports were up 16% from Brazil at 34.43 million tons and down 27% from the U.S. at 12.2 million. The European Union is set to impose provisional duties on 13 to 36% on Chinese biodiesel in mid-August after being sold at low prices in Europe. Malaysian palm oil exports so far this month were up around 40% from last month, according to cargo surveyors. The November soybean contract is up 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.62. Despite hot and dry temperatures, ICAR left its Russian wheat export estimate unchanged at 44 million tons, down 10.3 million from last year. As of July 15th, France Agrimaire said the country's soft wheat crop was at 52% good to excellent, down 5 points from last week and down 28 points from last year. Iraq has purchased a record amount of wheat from domestic producers at 6.3 million tons. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.46. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.71. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.20. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.